and I told him the other day when they mentioned Canada, I just thought, come on in. I just thought of the other end of the country, and I said right then I want to go to Mexico. Mexico to come stay here. Hello?
Senator Smathers, 2191.
How many amendments you get voted?
Mr. President, we only got one voted.
I'll be damned. I swear, well, I just have to go home and get a nap on it.
Yeah, I want you to relax.
What happened? Did you have a long discussion?
Well, we had a long discussion. Let me tell you what was done, which really wasn't quite right. I had, with President Kennedy and Dillon and Fowler and all of them, we'd concluded that the way to handle this bill was to take no amendments. Because if you started taking any amendments, then you would have to take a lot of fellas' amendments if we really meant to get it through. And this, I thought, was agreed upon. Now, one of the amendments that was very difficult was the amendment to Senator Long, Russell Long's amendment about any man, if he's got over $100,000, he can pay 50% of that in tax and claim no deductions and so on, you know, that we call it the 50% amendment. Now, that's a pretty serious amendment. Now, I thought an understanding from Dillon and from Surrey and these guys that they would not support this amendment, and I had said, let me give you a little bit of my experience. If you want to tell Russell Long you're going to be with him, or you sort of indicate you're with him, and you then leave him, he won't forgive you for 3 years. And then he's mad, and you're going to lose him on the rest of the bill. So what I think you ought to do is just say, write a simple letter and say that under circumstances, this might be a good amendment under some conditions, but right now, we don't believe that we ought to take any amendment. Therefore, we're against the amendment.
Did they take his amendment?
So now here's what they did. On December 6th, they wrote a letter, which I had not seen until this morning. Nobody else had seen until this morning, which they said, in effect, we think this amendment's a good amendment. We think that it's got great prospects. We think it's the right way to go. And they put a saving paragraph in there. However, we would not want to be for any amendment which may delay the consideration of the bill.
What amendment was it? Russell's?
Huh?
Russell's amendment?
It was Russell Long's amendment.
Did they adopt it?
We have not yet adopted it, but it's going to be adopted. I told Surrey today, I said, Surrey, you put me in a hell of a fix. I'm going to have to vote for Russell's amendment now because...
Oh, don't do it. Now,
well,
God Almighty, don't break
well,
them.
Well, let me just
you
say
take
this.
Those bets by the teeth and get on there and be a Bob Kerr and roll that bill
well,
through. You can do that. You just
I
back
I
and
can do it.
Don't
I know,
let them back and fail you there.
Let me just say this. If every vote is a 9-8 vote. If we lose Russell Long now, later on down the road on some of these other amendments, if he gets mad... And we lose him, for example, on Ribbicoff's. If we lose him on Hartke's, got a pretty serious amendment. If we lose him on Gore's amendment, some of these other amendments, which Russell does, Russell gets mad. Russell remembers the day.
I know, but God Almighty, what we've done for Russell. I just finished doing something big for him, and
right.
He's just been in the election, and he oughtn't to put us on the spot. You know what's going to happen? We're going to wind up here doing nothing.
I'm afraid.
It's exactly what's afraid, unless somebody rises above 11 inches in that committee. You've got to take that ball and go with it. Christ, you've been there for years.
I'm trying to. I've got Harry Bird, who I talked with last night and again this morning about Miss Senator. You've got to run the committee and don't let Douglas.
Well, he's not going to do it. You're going to have to run.
All right.
Now, you've been
so
there.
Then Russell is next on the committee. So he said, what do you think we're going to do? I said, start out voting for amendments. So we start out with Russell. So right away, instead of the Treasury, they coming in and saying, now we can't take this amendment, so and so and so. So God damn, they come in there with a letter in which they say the amendment is great, accepted. We don't want to do anything to delay it. So then Byrd says to them, now we're not worried about that delay. We want to know what do you think about this as to its worth. So they say, we think it's a good amendment. So then right away, Russell turns to me and I said, Russell, the reason I'd already told him I wasn't going to vote for his amendment. So the reason I can't vote for your amendment because I've got amendments, and if I vote for yours, you got to vote for mine. Hard.
See, what are we going to do? If we don't get this bill out now, you said yesterday, the week before, we misunderstood you some, but we thought we'd get these amendments voted on before we went home. We'd write the report that got home. We'd vote on to get back. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to get this civil rights bill over there first. Then you're going to have 3 or 4 damn months of it. You can't wait on it. It's got to be intercepted the day it gets there. And y'all are just going to peddle and piss and fall back in
all
it
right.
and do nothing
yeah.
for months, and then you're going to wind up, and we're going to have civil rights until about May or June, and we'll finally get it passed, but it'll be too damn late, and you'll be in a depression. That's just what's going to happen.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm the third man on that.
You don't give a damn if you're the 14th man.
Yeah.
You're a leader, and you're confident
well,
if you just get those damn bits.
I know something about it, too, but I swear to God, I just can't. A bird, of course, is not really helping us. Now, here's what happened. Then he read a letter here this morning. Said from the State Department, Secretary of State, said you've got to vote on the coffee agreement before the Congress goes. If you don't vote on the coffee agreement, why?
I asked him just to notify him up there, and we'd pick it up a little later and notify him. Now,
well,
if they're going to just keep on doing this.
Well, he said on Monday, he's got this Monday set for a day of public hearing on the coffee agreement. About Wednesday, we ain't going to have a quorum. Now, I said, well, why can't we meet this afternoon? This is what I'd like to make a motion that we meet this afternoon. So right away, Gore then came in and said, now, Surrey has agreed to get over some charts and get over some information with respect to the balance of Russell Long's amendment, and I'm not ready to do it, and the Republicans all were not ready to do it, and I just, to give you the truth, I didn't have the troops. We just didn't have the troops, and there we were stuck at 12:30, and I couldn't get them to meet this afternoon. Now, I'm going to do everything I can do. Gene McCarthy came in late. He was a big help when he finally got there. Harkey's was helpful.
Well, I'm going to go to calling each one of them, because I never have seen a committee that couldn't, by God, move at all in 2 months.
You call Byrd and just say, now, so here's what's going to happen. They're going to defeat the coffee agreement anyway, so it's stupid for us to waste a day. I'd rather see it defeated by us not doing anything than by us having a hearing and then defeating it, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just awful when you got two goddamn cabinet officers that do that way.
Well, so...
And they ought to have to run for Congress once.
That's right. So if we could just say...
Are you going to meet tomorrow, or are you going over Monday?
No, sir.
What are you going to meet tomorrow? On Russell's amendment again?
We're going to finish Russell Long's amendment.
Okay, I'm due to go speak, but for God's sakes, try to get a majority.
I will, and
this
I'm not
is important.
Offering any amendments myself. I told him this morning, I said, the country needs
of course not,
bill.
We just...
I'm not offering an amendment. I would like to think other fellows weren't going to offer amendments, because what we need is this tax bill, and we're going to be in a damn depression.
Okay.
And,
all right.
I love
I'm
you, and I'm with you, and
right.
I'll help you. I'll
right.
do anything
right.
just you want.
Okay.
But,
all right, much fun.
Thank you.